Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner and his wife Elizabeth finally got away on their trip to brother-in-law Fred's house to visit a distant and not particularly interesting aunt. Abner was still reluctant to make the journey up to the last minute, but his reluctance availed him nothing. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store and library. Grandpappy Spears is just entering. Listen.
Come in. Oh, howdy, Grandpap. Well, you ought to got here a little sooner and you could have said goodbye to Abner.
Oh, has he left already?
Yeah, him and Elizabeth stacked all their suitcases and boxes and junk into the mail hack about 5 or 10 minutes ago, and away they went.
Yeah, that's a shame. I had this sack of cookies here that I was supposed to give to them.
Well, I doubt there'd have been any room for them, even a little sack of cookies, the way they had that mail hack pile full of stuff. Driver weren't none too happy about it, neither. Stood out there grumbling all time he's loading up.
Old Bill was grumbling? That don't sound like him.
Well, it weren't old Bill. It was some new driver. I don't even know his name. He claimed nobody was actually supposed to ride with him.
Old Bill always let folks ride with him. Fact is, he is generally looking for somebody to go along with him. I recollect one time I stand out in front. Say, what's that valise doing there on the floor? Are you going on a trip too, Lum?
Huh? Oh, for goodness sakes. Abner went away and left his valise. My granny, that man can't go nowhere without forgetting something. I don't know how to get it to him now, neither.
Cedric might be able to catch up with the mail hack with his car if he'd start right away.
Yeah, but by the time we got hold of Cedric... wait a minute. I believe I got an idea, though. Let's see, they've been gone about 10 minutes. That means they ought to be getting about as far as the Goshen place now.
Yeah, just about.
We can call Emmett and tell him to flag down the mail hack and have him wait there till Cedric can get there with the valise.
How's that again now, Lum? Call up who?
Emmett Goshen. See, what's their ring? Oh, wait a minute.
Short and long and short.
I just hope this new driver ain't a speed demon. Got past the Goshen place by now. Old Bill always taking his time, never went over. My granny's, wait a minute. Here, Grandpap, take the phone. I see Cedric's car stopping across the street. I'll run over and catch him.
Yeah, all right. You get Cedric. I'll handle this. I'll take care of everything. Hurry back.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Hello? Hello, who is this? Ms. Goshen? I'd like to talk with Emmett, please, Mom. Yeah, I'll hold the phone. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Bing, bang, boink, went. Hello, Emmett? This is Milford Spears. Oh, just sort of tolerably. How's yourself? Yeah, that's good, that's good. How's everything out your place? Proud to hear it, proud to hear it. How's the new baby? Yes, sir, Charity keeps saying she wants to get out to your place and see that baby, but you know how it is, Emmett. Yeah, seems like a feller never gets around much these days. Yeah, I'm still with the telegraph office over at Dick Huddleston's, yeah. Keeps me tied down something fierce. Yeah, I delivered a telegram not ago. Well, no, the work itself ain't so hard. It's just that everlasting waiting around. You ain't got no idea what tension I'm under all the time. How's that, Emmett? Oh, Luke's just fine. Him and the young'uns is over to our place just the other night. Yeah, Charity fixed some cocoa and sandwiches, and we had quite a time of it. Yeah, Luke brung his guitar and... say, Emmett, I see Lum coming back. Maybe he'd like to talk to you. Hold the phone a minute. Hey, Lum, Emmett Goshen's on the phone. You want to talk to him?
Why, no, you told him everything, didn't you?
I told him everything I could think of.
Well, good. Has he flagged down the mail hack, or ain't it got there yet?
Mail hack? Oh, by Jiminy, I know there's something else. Hello, Emmett. Say, will you go out and flag down the mail hack?
For goodness sakes, ain't you even told him that yet?
Well, you see, Abner and Elizabeth... How's that? Done went by, huh?
I might have known that happened.
Yeah, much obliged anyways, Emmett. No, nothing important. No. Yeah, see you later, Emmett. Goodbye.
Granny, you might not as bad as Abner. Stood right there talking to Emmett and let the mail hack go right past his place. Our only chance now is to try to call Johnson Farm before they get that fur.
I can think of their number.
Did you catch Cedric all right?
Yeah, he said he'd be over in a couple of minutes. I don't know what it's going to do now, though, less than we can stop Abner. I don't know what folks around this town would do if they didn't have me to take care of them. Special Abner. You'd think he was half crooked. Wait a minute. Help, Miss Johnson. This is Lum Edwards at the Jot 'em Down store. Yes, Mom. Well, I wonder if you'd do me a favor. Well, Abner's on the mail hack, and he forgot his valise. Yes, Mom, that's the idea. So if you don't mind going out and... Huh? You see it coming now? Well, good, I'll hang up then. Goodbye. Yeah, looks like we're going to catch Abner this time.
Yeah, good. Be a shame for him to go clean to Texas without his valise.
Yeah, well, he would have, too, if it weren't for me. Now, Swanee, if Abner's head weren't fastened on, he'd forget that, too.
Oh, he's a forgetter, all right. A spavin-legged forgetter.
You'd think when a man gets up his age, he'd settle down a little. But not Abner. Just as flighty as a young rabbit. There's a rattle-headedest one human I ever knowed. Have to watch over him every minute, seems like.
Well, he needs looking after, no doubt about that.
You'd think being around me all these years would have did some good for him. You'd think he'd notice how careful and level-headed I am and try to be more like me, but I reckon some fellers just never learn.
Yeah, well, I think it runs in the family, Lum. Now, you take fine as his papa. Now, he ain't no genius neither when it comes to recollecting stuff.
Oh, Granny, I wish Cedric would hurry. That mail hack driver ain't going to wait out there at Johnson's place all day.
Weren't that your ring there, Lum? Sounded like it.
Yeah, I believe it was. Would you get it for me, Grandpap? I better watch for Cedric and get him started.
Yeah, sure. I'll answer the flat-footed thing, sure.
If it's a grocer order, just take it down. There's some grocer pads right there beside the phone.
Yeah, I know. Hello, Jot 'em Down store. Milford Avery Spears talking. Who? No, Abner ain't here. He's on his way to Mineola, Texas to visit his brother-in-law, Fred. How's that? You're Abner? Well, for the land's sakes, where about you calling from, Abner? The Johnson place, huh?
Here, better let me talk to him, Grandpap. You're liable to get everything all mixed up again. Hello, Abner. This is Lum.
Yeah, did Miss Johnson flag you down?
Yeah, well, you say you went off and left your valise here.
Hadn't you even noticed it yet?
Well, you must have, because it's sitting right here on the floor.
Yeah.
Well, Cedric said he'd bring it out there to you if you can just wait a bit.
Well, it won't be long. Cedric will be starting in just a couple of minutes.
How's that? Oh, yeah, I can hear her. Yeah, I'll wait.
What's the trouble now, Lum?
Oh, nothing. He just said Elizabeth's down there talking to him so loud he can't hardly hear nothing I say.
What you talking to him about?
I don't know for sure. Can't quite make it out. I know she don't sound none too happy, though. Keep an eye out there for Cedric, Grandpa. If you see him coming, tell him to hurry.
Yeah, all right. I'll look for him.
Sort of sounds like Elizabeth's again waiting for the valise. She says Abner's dragged too much uncle on as it is. Leastways near as I can make out, that's what she's saying.
Yeah, they better get that settled before we send Cedric out there.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know how I can get a word in edgeways, though, now.
Hello? Hello?
And is they sure going at it? Yaddity, yaddity, yaddity.
Hello? Abner? Hey, Abner. Abner, hello. Pick up the receiver, Abner. Hello?
Sounds like a hopeless case.
Hello. Hello. Hey. What are they saying now, Lum?
Oh, it's all too jumbled up. All of them talking at once. Sound like somebody else got in the argument now.
Who is it, Miss Johnson? She'll argue.
No, sounds like a man's voice. Can't tell who it is, though. Fact is, I can't hear him no more.
Don't reckon he got knocked down, do you?
No, wait a minute. Here's Abner.
Hello, Abner. Yeah, of course I'm still here. What's going on there, anyways? Who did? The driver of the mail hack. Throwed your suitcases right out on the ground, huh?
Well, I don't know. Reckon you just have to hike hitch as far as the county seat. Well, you and Squire done it that time you lost the railroad tickets at Fort Smith.
Well, leave Elizabeth there, then. Well, I don't know. If the mail hacks went off and left you, Abner, you just have to figure it out some way to get to the county seat. I ain't got time to tell you. If you hadn't left your valise here in the first place, you never would have got into all this trouble. How's that? Well, I'll tell you what might be the best thing to do with the valise. I'll send it down to Mineola, Texas by mail. No, you can't put it in a letter, but we can mail it anyway. Well, it'll get there before you do, more than likely. No, it won't be no trouble. No, don't be proud to help you. Yeah, well, have a good time, Abner. I'll see you when you get back. You write to me. Goodbye. Mail hack went off and left him there, huh?
Yeah, Abner can get himself into more trouble, looks like. Well, I better take the valise over to the post office. Have to take care of Abner like he was a half cripple. Geez, this thing's light. Feels empty.
Empty? Well, Abner wouldn't pack an empty valise, would he?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Now I done it. You know what? This ain't Abner's valise. It's mine.
Yours?
Yes, sir. I brung it down here myself. I thought maybe Abner might need an extra one, but he never. I'll swan that Abner is the rattle-headedest one human in this whole world. Have to look at him like he was a baby.